Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top story is a 10-day conclave to better plan and program projects and investments in the country between 2025 and 2028 opens in Yaounde tomorrow. The National AIDS Control Committee is urging young people, who accounts for 30% of all new HIV infections in the country, to take advantage of the First Lady's AIDS-Free Holidays campaign. And the 2024 Paris Olympic Games officially closes tonight, with a closing ceremony programmed for Stade de France in Paris at 8 p.m. Cameroon time. Good afternoon. We take you straight away right ahead to the Far North region, where the populations have celebrated the achievements of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. This was during a ceremony at the Marwa Ceremonial Ground under the auspices of the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayigi Jibril, as the documentary film dubbed Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, was screened in the presence of the governor and elite of the Far North region. Details with you, Amos Enonyaketagbo from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
A rich cultural display of traditional sounds and rhythms from some cultural zones in Cameroon, such as from the Oroko land in the southwest region, served as a warm-up introduction as the population of Marwa and beyond got ready to savor the 90-minute film titled Paul Biya, a Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny at the Marwa Ceremonial Ground. They came from within and without the Far North region, drawn from different ethnic origins, political leanings, and religion, led by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril, accompanied by Far North Governor Mijiyawa Bakari, to witness firsthand the projection of the film of a protagonist they consider as a champion of peace and social cohesion who deserves to be awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. United by the national colors, green, red, and yellow, with eyes focused on the same direction, three led giant screens, they appreciated the dexterity of the two producers, Kati Meba and Edimo Solange, who used just 90 minutes to beautifully outline the achievements of the man, Paul Biya, in all of its ramifications since he took over the helm of the nation. The Far North region is the third region where the film has been projected after Betwa in the East region and Douala in the Littoral region. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
And like you heard in Amos's report, the people of the Far North region turned out massively to view the projection of the film Paul Biya, a Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny. And among the thousands present was the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayigi Jibril, who referenced Paul Biya as the man who has given all to the Far North region in his address. Charles Ebune completes that story from Marwa.
The Marwa Ceremonial Ground in the Far North region this Saturday, August 10, 2024, the year of our Allah. Temperatures are at 27 degrees Celsius, clement enough for the heavens and the universe to perfect the Siamese twins' intimacy between the loyal people of the Far North region and the New Deal for eternal communion. About 10,000 people of the roughly 4 million peopled region turn out enthusiastically to view the Marwa regional tour projection of the documentary on President Paul Biya, the man who has given them all.
C'est au tour de la région de l'extrême nord d'accueillir ce soir ici, à Marwa, la caravane porteuse de cette œuvre historique.
Amongst the top brass of the region present are cabinet members from here, the economic and traditional leadership, crowned by the presence of the country's third personality, the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril, who equally doubles as the Far North permanent delegation leader of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement. All the speakers hailed the creation of the Marwa University, the rolling back of Boko Haram, the construction of the Marwa Dabanga road underway, amongst others, as simply enough to constantly canvass their support for President Paul Biya. The 1 hour 24 minutes film Paul Biya, a statesman with an extraordinary destiny, is directed by these two female Cameroonian producers under the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency with the artistic mapping of the Arts and Culture Ministry. The electrifying mobilization of the people of the far north region to view the film on the indelible works of their champion, Paul Biya, in their lives is yet another sure proof that they are the eldest daughter of the new D administration. Else all is political gesticulation.
Chelsea Bune reporting, and this is CRTV News. The enlarged conference is on budgetary programming and associated performance, opening Yaounde tomorrow. It will be launched by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, and that of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. Ahead of the event, Staffman Gu Henry, in the following analysis, says that the expected results of the 10-day conclave is to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon between the year 2025 and 2028. His report.
Jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, the Budget and Commitment Plan conferences are a framework for presenting not only the budgeted programs in line with the orientations resulting from the notification of the budget envelopes, but also the structuring of the programs after the distribution of credits, building on the achievements of the enlarged conferences on budgeting, programming, and associated performance. The administrations will take into account all the observations and implement all the recommendations made concerning the preparation of their 2025 budget, ensure that by reframing their programming to the budget envelope allocated to their various ministries under the final medium-term budgetary frameworks, the major balances and strategic and orientation options decided upon during the budget orientation debate are not distorted or modified. The conferences that kick off this Monday will also ensure that the administrations have adjusted their resource chains in accordance with the level of resources allocated to them. The conclave that will last for 10 days is to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon from the year 2025 to 2028.
Go Henry. And on to more news. The 2024 AIDS Free Holidays campaign launched last month is going on nationwide. It comes at the time when the National AIDS Control Committee says more than 500,000 persons in Cameroon are victims of HIV and are on drugs, with a high prevalence rate among young people between the ages of 15 to 24 years. A worrisome situation and of concern to the organizers of the AIDS Free Holidays campaign that is ongoing nationwide. Joyce Cliff Tata has the facts and figures.
Reports from the National AIDS Control Committee hold that as of 2018, a majority of those diagnosed with HIV are young people and women between the ages of 15 to 49 years compared to the men of the same age group, indicating that such statistics are drawn from 6 out of the 10 regions of Cameroon, notably the South, East, Adamawa, Northwest, Southwest, and Center region. To remedy the situation, the Cameroon government recently adopted a new strategy, the three-test method, still in its trial phase, operational already in 4 regions of the country, the Center, South, West, and Littoral, to reduce new infections, deaths, and stigma associated with HIV. Also, through the AIDS Free Holidays campaign launched this Wednesday in Yaounde, the goal is to train more peer educators who can efficiently take care of HIV carriers and increase awareness among young people.
Joyce Cliff Tata, the permanent secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee, is now calling on youths to take advantage of the First Lady's AIDS Free Holidays campaign and adopt responsible sexual behavior that would help minimize the risks of transmission of HIV among them. In an interview with CRTV, Dr. Joseph Fokam regretted that significant declines in HIV mortality and morbidity in the country have led to a reduction in the use of condoms among youths that is increasingly exposing them to HIV. Hear him.
With the advent of antiretroviral therapy nowadays, you are able to control your HIV infection. You are able to control the infection to a stage whereby you can no more transmit. We call this U equals to U. So once your viral load for HIV is undetectable, you as a person, you are also untransmissible for your HIV. You can no more transmit the virus. So nowadays, we have seen, with all this scientific revolution, we have seen a significant decline in terms of HIV mortality. We have seen a significant decline in terms of HIV morbidity, so people are no more sick. And that's why today, in contrast to the past, if you are HIV positive, it doesn't mean you are an AIDS patient. Nowadays, HIV is no more equal to AIDS. So an HIV patient nowadays is just a simple carrier of a virus that is like a companion to him. He lives with that companion without any harm, provided he takes his antiretroviral drugs. And consequently, the new generation of Cameroonians, it is also so similar in other countries, they don't know HIV as a fatal disease. They don't know HIV as a serious issue. So in this context where HIV is no more a major killer, we are seeing our younger generation going back to those poor practices, exposing themselves back to HIV. And that's why we really want to emphasize, for the Cameroonian context, we did AIDS-free holiday to make sure we, the adult, who have been aware of the danger of HIV, we, that generation where we have experienced mortality within our families, within our neighbors, within our friends, within our colleagues, we really want to let them know HIV is a serious disease. If you have HIV and you are not on treatment, the risk of mortality is substantially the same as what we have seen in those past years. And for this reason, we really want to accompany this youth for them to adopt very good practice, for them to minimize their risk of HIV exposure as well, having in mind that about 30% of these new infections occurs also in this younger generation of Cameroonians. So we really want to laud the effort of the First Lady, Madam Tabia, for ensuring that government authorities make sure the younger generation gain enough awareness, gain enough consciousness on the risks they are having by having this moral decadence practice in the community and its association with HIV infection, if nothing is being done. So we really hope that this effort being put in place is also going to reduce the risk of HIV transmission in our community, and that Cameroon will also take an advantage to achieve HIV elimination by 2030 thanks to this initiative.
And you were listening there to the Permanent Secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee, Dr. Joseph Fokam. The Council of Imams and Muslim Dignitaries of Cameroon, Sidimu, is informing the general public that the Eye Hospital, Maghribi ICU, Cameroon, is organizing free eye consultations tomorrow, Monday to Tuesday, August the 13th, as from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Briketeri neighborhood, precisely at the place known as East Meban de Sainte GME, Alfas Total Briketeri East 1. Another free consultation eye exercise will take place on Wednesday, August 14, in Colbison. Screening for eye diseases, notably cataracts, with free surgery, retinopathy, glaucoma, and presbyopia, is free. And Sidimu is calling on all the people living around the outreach health campaign to go for the free screening exercise. In more news, traditional rulers from different parts of the country have tabled a plea to the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, for more opportunities to be awarded to indigenous people as part of measures to protect their rights and heritage. They were speaking during a ceremony organized by the Cameroon Human Rights Commission in Limbe, aimed at celebrating the efforts of fallen national heroes who defended the interests of the nation during the colonial era. Kange Leon Caesar reports.
This year's national event to honor the fallen heroes was broad-based and featured traditional authorities drawn from different parts of the country. The occasion was an opportunity for the paramount ruler of Limbe, His Royal Highness John Ilufamanga Williams, to reiterate the need for the protection of the rights of locals.
This message is very direct to the head of state to see into the needs of the traditional authorities. We want to thank them, and in thanking them, ask for more opportunities so that the rights
of the indigenous people through their respective traditional authorities can, of course, be protected, maintained, and preserved for future generations.
From the perspective of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission, the chairperson, Professor James Mwangu Kobila, explained that they are ready to accompany the indigenous in Cameroon to lasting solutions for their problems.
We acknowledge their existence. We have seen their tears, and we are ready to lead advocacy so that their difficulties and problems find appropriate solutions.
From the likes of Kovali Kinyer of Boya to Lamido Buba of Garoua, the authorities say these legends who fought for the preservation and independence of fatherland will forever be intertwined with the culture and history of Cameroon. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
In the West, the UNESCO Chair for Central Africa, Access TIC, and the Royal University Institute of Babucha, Ninchu, in the West region have signed a partnership agreement to help bridge the digital gap in Cameroon. Professor Jean-Paul Mbia, who represented the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education at the event, praised the promoter of the institute, Professor Michel Wembo, for his commitment to providing quality ICT training for youths. Kelvin Nembo reports.
Through this partnership agreement between UNESCO Chair for Central Africa, Access TIC, represented by Armand Claude Banda, and Royal University Institute of Babucha Niche, represented by the promoter, Professor Michel C. Njena Wimbo, young people resident in rural, semi-urban, and even urban centers will receive qualitative education at their doorsteps.
To bring the digital gap, we need a good training program. Support coming from the international community. And do we have those who are competent to train? From now on, we are going to implement the agreement.
Speaking on the occasion in Bana, Opankam SDO, Lawrence D.N. Jam, and Professor Jean-Paul Mbia, who represented the Minister of Higher Education, said it is a big opportunity for the youth to acquire knowledge and the needed entrepreneurial skills that will permit them set up their startups.
It is going to contribute to the autonomization of the students of this institution and their professionalization. It is a very important landmark for the development of this beautiful subdivision.
UNESCO Chair for Central Africa, Access TIC, allows for strategic and institutional partnership for access of young people and women to ICT in Central Africa in order to enjoy crucial services like online education, e-banking, digital economy and healthcare, amongst others. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bana.
Back to the far north, where some 242 Nigerian refugees from the Minawawu camp have returned home after 10 years in Cameroon. The voluntary repatriation process supervised by the UNHCR was facilitated by the presidential couple, Paul and Chantal Biya, who donated sleeping equipment and foodstuffs to ease livelihood for the refugees during a ceremony presided over by the governor of the far north region, Miji Yawa Bakari, in the presence of Nigerian officials. Feifun Gwang tells us more.
It was during the information sharing meeting linked to the trip of Minawawu refugees returning to their home that Nigerian officials held in the presence of the latter that a point of honor was placed on the constant solicitude of the Cameroonian presidential couple in favor of Nigerian refugees. Honorable Lawan Abowakini represents the governor of Borno State.
We are only full of appreciation. Just look at the gifts His Excellency President Biya gave us. Look at the commitment from the side of the Cameroonian government. All we are full of today is appreciation. And our refugees have stayed here for over 10 years, and they have never for once complained.
The head of the UNHCR Cameroon sub-delegation, Kimberly Roberts, and added that Cameroon is a special country in terms of humanitarian moves.
The ability and the opportunity to be able to return home is always the solution that we find to be the best. First of all, we want to thank the government of Cameroon, who has accepted and received the refugees for 10 years and continues to do so.
These refugees are therefore returning to Banki, their homeland, reassured that during the first few months, they will not beg for bread. Paul and Chantal Bia have got their back.
Aisha Abubakar. I have been 5 years in Minawawu, and I am doing school in Minawawu.
education is free. They are giving us sabun and clothes like that.
Since the start of the voluntary repatriation process so far, some 10,000 refugees have already been repatriated. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And in more news, over 10 million CFA francs has been raised to finance development projects in Bambi Bacham, Bambuto's division of the West Region. This amount was made public at the grand finale of the 42nd Bambi Bacham Cultural and Sports Week this Saturday. The traditional and ancestral ruler of the Bambi Bacham, His Majesty Rene Kenny, presided over the closing ceremony that was attended by a host of dignitaries, among them the mayor of Bacham Council, Barrister Chinda Pierre. Our West Regional correspondent, Isaac Ngongkum, tells us more.
These sons and daughters of Bambi Bacham in the Bambutas came from far and near to answer the call of community patriotism as they celebrated their cultural heritage under the guidance of His Majesty Roger Kenny, traditional ruler and ancestral guide of the Bambi Bacham people. For 1 week, the organizers of this 42nd edition of the Congress say it was a total success with over 10 million CFA francs raised. Emmanuel Fekin is a member of the organizing committee.
Our objective was to gather the population to motivate them to raise funds in order to achieve development project. Now that fund has been raised, we should give funds to the development committee so that they can continue their projects of profiling roads so that a population, as I have said formally, can be moved to place with their products and send their product to the market with many facilities.
The grand finale was spiced with a cultural and sports jamboree crowned with the final of the mini football tournament that saw Bambi Semans Football Club of Bafusam take their sweet revenge on Bambi Esperance Football Club of Douala, beating them 5-4 in post-match penalties after a 1-1 tie in regular time. Isaac Ngongkum, CLTV News, Bambi Bacham.
And now in sports, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games officially come to a close tonight with a closing ceremony programmed for Stade de France in Paris at 8 p.m. Cameroon time. Over 270 artists have been invited for tonight's ceremony, during which the Games flag will be handed over to the United States as next host of the Olympic Games in 2028. Details with CRTV's envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
Last-minute adjustments ongoing at Stade de France prior to tonight's closing ceremony, with different equipment being set up on the pitch to be used during the closing ceremony. Over 70 volunteers have been mobilized since the early hours of this Sunday, with specific tasks assigned to each of them. While some get busy cleaning the seats in the different tribunes, others collaborate with the media to test their equipment and guarantee a smooth coverage of tonight's closing ceremony. Security has been stepped up around Stade de France, with over 270 artists invited. A simulation exercise of the closing ceremony will soon begin, with the award of medals in some disciplines to be on tonight's agenda. Earlier today, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee, visited Team Cameroon in the Games Village, a way to encourage them and appreciate their performances during Paris 2024. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
In the meantime, the Paralympic team of Cameroon will, in some minutes ahead, jet out of the country to France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The athletes, who will be competing in three disciplines, will train in France for 2 weeks prior to the start of the upcoming Games. Harrison Ashu sums up the appreciation of the first phase of the training that took place in Yaoundé.
The two taekwondo athletes, Dazi Marie Antoinette and Chemoni Tekam Gilang, that make up the Paralympic team of Cameroon, are high-spirited after the first phase of their training in Yaoundé. Two-time African champion in the K44 to 67 kg category in Taekwondo, Dazi Marie Antoinette is the flag bearer of the team.
I'm not alone in that challenge. I can give all the best, what I can do better and enjoy it. I'm not stressed about that. I just have to enjoy and leave God do the job.
Mengetama Giselle, Alette Mawe Fokao and Yves Noir Batifi, who will be competing in para powerlifting, short puts and high jump, trained two times daily in the last 2 weeks prior to this Sunday's trip to Paris, as outlined by the coach of the powerlifter, Chiffin Constance.
In the hotel, we do leave for reinforcement. We were going to GP Melin and ENGS. Mengetama Giselle, she has been competing in para powerlifting at the level of FENASUD, where she has always been the champion. And we have been going for world championship. And the last competition we went was in Mexico, where she got gold medal for less than 73 kilograms. And in Commonwealth Games 2022, she came out fourth.
While handing Cameroon's flag to the Paralympic team this Friday, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Nasis Mwele Kombi, stressed on the need for the elites to put up a good performance in the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
Harrison Ashu reporting, and now to end the news here, once again are our top stories. A 10-day conclave to better plan and program projects and investments in Cameroon between 2025 and 2028 opens in Yaoundé tomorrow. The National AIDS Control Committee is urging young people in the country, who accounts for 30% of all new HIV infections, to take advantage of the First Lady's AIDS-Free Holidays campaign. And the 2024 Paris Olympic Games officially close tonight, with a closing ceremony programmed for Stade de France in Paris at 8 p.m. Cameroon time. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Binda.
La ville de Marois et la région de l'Extrême Nord en communion parfaite avec le président Paul Biya. À l'occasion de la projection du film documentaire Paul Biya, un grand homme d'État au destin prodigieux. Aux côtés d'une foule en liesse à la place des fêtes de la ville, un parterre d'autorités dont le président de l'Assemblée nationale, Kava Yegi Djibril, ont assisté à cette diffusion. Les conférences élargies de programmation budgétaire et de performance associées s'ouvrent ce lundi à Yaoundé. Ce sera au cours d'une cérémonie que vont coprésider le ministre des Finances, Luipul Motazé, et celui de l'économie, de la planification et de l'aménagement du territoire, Alamine Ousmane May. Mieux planifier, mieux prioriser et mieux programmer les projets et les investissements au cours du triennat 2025-2028, c'est le résultat attendu de ces conférences qui vont durer 10 jours. Vacances sans sida, le taux de séroprévalence du VIH-Sida est passé ces 20 dernières années de 5,5% à 2,7%. Même si l'on enregistre de nombreuses avancées pour réduire la pandémie dans notre pays, le taux de séroprévalence reste élevé chez les jeunes de 15 à 25 ans, d'où la multiplication des stratégies mises en place par le gouvernement et les acteurs de la riposte à cette pandémie. Fin du condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information, le 7 p.m.